that's not recycled in a day.
Welcome to Rome Was Not Recycled in a Day. Keith and Molly here on the podcast that helps you to incorporate recycling more into your daily life.
We are here to discover more ways to recycle and also stay up to date on the ever-changing recycling world. And we'd love to hear from you listeners.
You bet we would. And how, you ask, can we hear from you listeners? Or maybe can you hear from... But anyway, head on over to RomeWasNotRecycledInADay.com and there you'll find our contact form. If you have episode ideas, if you have recycling suggestions, if you have questions about something we talked about on the show or something we didn't talk about on the show, maybe you just want to say hi. Head on over to RomeWasNotRecycledInADay.com. It's also got a great resource page over there that has links about products and services that we've talked about on the show, all there on the website. Check it out. And today we are continuing our Recycling Rome room by room series. Is that right, Molly?
Yes, it is, Keith.
What room are we in today? I can't tell. What is this room?
We are standing at the kitchen sink.
Oh, the kitchen is my favorite room in the house.
Yes.
Okay, the kitchen sink. My kitchen sink is a mess. I don't know about yours. Don't tell my wife I said that. It's not her fault. It's a mess. It's mine. So we have a couple friends with us today to help us sort out the kitchen sink, I believe.
Yes, we have today with us our friend Lulu. Say hello, Lulu.
Bye.
And our friend Ruby.
Hi.
The enthusiasm, girls, is about to bowl me over.
I know.
You
they
must
love
be really
recycling.
Excited about the kitchen sink.
Oh, my goodness.
So where do we start with this mess in the kitchen sink?
So I would like to ask Lulu and Ruby, when they look at a kitchen sink, it could be their own or it could be somebody else's, what are some things that you find around your kitchen sink that you use?
A sponge.
Nice. A sponge. What about you, Lulu?
Oxygen.
Not helpful. Ruby?
Oxygen. I try dish to breathe soap. When I'm at the kitchen sink, so that is good, but...
Oh, so Ruby said dish soap. So let me talk to you about dish soap and sponges. Where do you think a sponge comes from?
Well, there's the kind that come from, like, the ocean. And then there are, like, the plastic ones, right?
Yeah. Yeah. What about you?
The store.
So true. The sponge comes from the store, right? And when it comes from the store, it's usually wrapped in, like, a cellophane kind of plastic, right? That's a lot of plastic. That's a lot of stuff that will not biodegrade in a landfill or your compost. So what would another option be, Ruby?
Recycle it.
No, I mean, like, yes, we definitely should recycle it. We should figure out a way to, but what's something else we could use and to scrub our dishes or scrub different things?
I think she came to the right podcast.
Like a brush or something? I don't know.
What do you think?
Your pet?
Okay, that, yeah. I hope your, maybe if your pet's like a porcupine or something. Well, I was looking up different kinds of sponges because I do find that if we use a typical Scotch-Brite or Dollar Tree sponge, after a little bit it starts to smell sour, right? And so sometimes we run it through the dishwasher or we microwave it to get the bacteria killed, but we eventually end up throwing that in the trash usually. So we do have an option. I think you pronounce it Tawashi. Can you say Tawashi?
Bye.
Tawashi.
Tawashi.
Tawashi. Yes, and it is a Japanese sponge that is plant-based and anchored in metal. So there's no plastic involved at all, and when it's ready to retire, it can decompose. So these Tawashis last a lot longer than plasticky, spongy things you get at the grocery store.
So bristles are actually made out of plant material?
I'm not sure what plant it comes from, but when you look it up, you can buy three on Amazon for $11.80,
wow,
which makes them about $3.93 each.
That's a bargain.
It
and,
is
you know,
a bargain.
I think I said while we were prepping for the show today, if you get hungry, you can eat it, too. Just fry it and put some butter on it.
Yeah,
it's gotta
then
be good.
Maybe go see your dentist. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, make your teeth fall out.
Right, yeah.
But if you replace your kitchen sponge or the sponge you use in your bathroom, that kind of thing, once a month or every couple of months, it ends up being about the same cost and better for the environment. So we do want to be sensitive to cost effectiveness when we're talking about recycling options, of course. But we do want to find alternatives that are not wrapped in plastic and made of plastic and that are coming more from the earth, right?
Yes.
No.
Oh, geez.
Wow, my goodness.
Realistic recycler here. Yeah. Okay, what about dish soap? Ruby, you mentioned dish soap. Do you know what brand of dish soap you like to use?
Like Dawn, maybe?
Get Dawn and get done. That's all me. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that phrase. Well, hey, Keith.
Yes, ma'am.
What number plastic is usually the plastic used to put the Dawn in?
If I had to guess, I would say it's probably a 5 or a 6.
I don't know. I was going to guess a 2.
A 2? Okay. Yeah. Well, you'd probably be a better guesser than me on that one. But
I think it's a 2, and I think the lid is a mixture of either 5s or 7s, but it's a different kind of plastic in the lid. And that's why some places ask you to take the lid off. Mm. Hey, Lulu, how many numbers of plastic are there?
47.
47,
you know,
you're close.
I think on the last episode, Ben guessed 88 or something. Yeah. So,
We're right on up there. Well, you would be right if you subtracted 40 from that number, because right now we have 7 categorized forms of plastic. So that the number refers to the type of resin used to make that plastic. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1s and 2s usually can go in your curbside bin. And then after that, we got to get creative. Mm. So that's another thing we could talk about. But if you buy dish soap and it's in a number 2 and it's all gone, you can rinse it out and put it in your curbside once you're finished with it. What about a dishwasher? Ruby, do you have a dishwasher in your house?
Yes, we do.
Do you ever have to load, unload, or run it?
Sometimes. We try to hand wash a lot, though.
So when you hand wash, you're using the dish soap and a sponge, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And then if you're using a dishwasher, what do you put in there to clean the dishes?
Tide Pods or something.
So those pods, some of those pods come individually wrapped, right? Do Tide Pods come wrapped?
There's like the container, and you get one out.
Do you have to peel it open like a piece of candy?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
so
the pods I like, you just throw the whole thing in. And I've always wondered, though, because it's like a plasticky material on the outside, but it dissolves.
It dissolves. So I think it's a vegetable-based dissolve.
That would make sense. There's also the ones that are hard pellets, which don't come individually wrapped usually. And, you know, I've got to admit, I pulled those out of the container more than once and thought, you know, this really looks like a cookie, but I better not be tempted to.
If you eat the dishwasher soap eat the sponge, Keith, I'm going to be a little worried about you.
I told you I liked the kitchen, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
You did. Lulu, let me ask you something. If the Jonas Brothers asked you to recycle, would you do it?
No.
Oh.
Wow.
I thought totally
serious.
I would.
Serious.
Well, what are you involved in at school, Lulu?
Lunch.
Oh, the lunchroom is a whole nother episode. I cannot wait to ask you back for that one. So back to the dishwasher. The company that I've really loved lately is called Drops. And they have unwrapped single pods, and they are delivered in a box.
Cardboard box.
There's no plastic packaging.
Wow.
Which is super tricky, and it's a great product.
Now, is it sealed anyhow, Molly?
Because they're separated into quarters in the box so that they're not all touching each other all the time.
Okay.
And then the box is wrapped in a way so that moisture can't get in.
That's what I was wondering.
That is
fascinating.
It's like an origami put together.
Drops.
Yes. And those, all of the companies that we mentioned will be in the notes and on the website. So if y'all have any questions or suggestions, please let us know.
Absolutely. Go on over and fill out that feedback form, because we would like your ideas of what you want to hear about more on this podcast. Rome was not recycled in a day.com. Now, there's obviously a lot more to explore in the kitchen than just the sink, but, you know, Rome was not recycled in a day, and so we're going to save the rest of the kitchen for the next episode of our continuing Recycling Rome Room by Room series. So make sure to come back and we'll explore more of the kitchen. Hopefully it's less of a mess than my sink. Until then, reduce, reuse, recycle, but relax, because Rome was not recycled in a day. We'll see y'all next time. Bye-bye.
Production of Moose Crossing Studios.